Lo, the poor Indian. A remnant of the once mighty race of Mohegans still lingers. They are given to lingering. They prefer it to anything else. Their wigwams are found in the borders of the forest, just west of the entrance to the Fort William Henry grounds. Six or seven families in all from the home of the St. Francis Indians in Lower Canada, coming in the spring and usually returning with the frosts. Descendants of the Abenakis. O Benake, they will tell you, and pure blood at that. Everybody goes to see them, and so we went. We found the ancient arrow maker, Louis Watsaw, who was 92 years old last summer, and will be 100 next. Split splints with fat, good-natured Madame Pocket, watched a half-dozen Indian blossoms wallow like a brood of chickens in the sun-warm sand. We even tried our hand at Indian archery, to the imminent danger of everything else but the target, then wandered around, hoping to catch a glimpse of that wondrously beautiful Indian maiden, whom we remembered seeing a picture of once, clothed mostly in an elegant bead necklace. At last we were told where we would probably find the object of our search, and thither we repaired. Shades of the immortal Cooper! What an awakening! The wild flower of the forest in a Dolly Varden in a 10-pound waterfall. We crept sadly away, and that night, at the hour when spirits walk, there was a funeral. The last of the Mohegans was laid tenderly away, and no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day.